USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia throws its weight around at the U.S.-Iran nuclear deal that could cancel the entire deal. A last-minute Russian demand threatens to scrub negotiations as the United States appears unwilling to engage with Russia on the matter. Just as the final issues were being resolved, Russia presented a new obstacle by demanding written guarantees from the United States that Western sanctions targeting Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine would not affect its trade with Iran. United Airlines is allowing workers who refused a COVID vaccine to return. Those who are exempt due to religious or medical reasons can't come off paid leave at the end of the month. United was the first major airline with a vaccine mandate, firing about 200 employees who refused to put it in their bodies. New hires must still be protected at United Airlines. For those of us still playing the Daylight Savings game, we're going to lose an hour this weekend as Daylight Savings time kicks in. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. As the way we work continues to change and we move towards a new normal, access to effective learning and development opportunities remains top of mind for today's workforce. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy, Bank of America's global learning and professional development organization for employees.
As many of us navigate new job descriptions, adapt to changing priorities and shifting demands, and contemplate what's next for our careers, it's more important than ever to prioritize personal growth and development. At Bank of America, lifelong learning is a part of our culture. By offering immersive learning experiences and personalized guidance and mentorship, we're focused on giving employees the skills and knowledge they need to achieve their goals and be successful in their jobs, both now and in the future.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit bankofamerica.com/careers.
Congress was allocating tons of money up on the Hill Wednesday. Money for Ukraine and to keep the government financed was a big bipartisan deal. Katie Lewis reports.
The money covers the U.S. costs of sending troops and weapons to Eastern Europe and equipping allied forces there in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Funds are also earmarked for humanitarian aid. The money is part of a $1.5 trillion bill financing federal agencies for the rest of the year.
Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano spewed avalanches of hot clouds in eruptions overnight that forced about 250 residents to flee to temporary shelters and left ash blanketing nearby villages and towns. The volcano on the densely populated island of Java unleashed clouds of hot ash at least seven times before last night with pyroclastic flows, a mixture of rock, lava, and gas, that traveled just over 3 miles down its slopes. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As fuel prices are the highest ever in this country, gas prices are up another 6 cents a gallon since yesterday. Today's AAA station's survey finds the national average price for regular is up to $4.31 a gallon. That's 59 cents higher than a week ago. The statewide average in California is just under $6 a gallon. That's the highest in the nation. A judge has blocked the dismissal of a Navy commander because he refused to put the vaccine into his body. John Hunt reports.
A federal judge in Florida has stopped the Navy from removing a commander of a destroyer while he seeks a religious exemption from the vaccine, even though he has allegedly disobeyed the service's rules for coronavirus mitigation. The judge's ruling is part of a case that seeks to be a class action lawsuit on the military's vaccine mandate filed by more than 30 unnamed officers and enlisted personnel from all of the military branches in November of 2021. Judge Stephen Merriday criticized the Navy's contention that mitigation measures other than vaccination are not as effective as the vaccination itself.
Russia and Ukraine's foreign ministers met for talks in Turkey on Thursday. The discussions, which lasted about 2 hours, failed to achieve a ceasefire or an agreement over safe passage for civilians fleeing the bombarded port city of Mariupol. That city is where Russians killed Ukrainians at a children's hospital and maternity center Wednesday. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the attack, calling it horrific in a Twitter post, and the senseless violence must stop. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.